And now I'm going to give a little bit of the history of
specific heat measurements. And the first specific heat calculation for solid was done by Dulong and Petit. And what they did was, as they said, if you have some solid, there are different degrees of freedom. And the equipartition theorem says that every degree of freedom gets 1/2 kBT of energy, and it should be distributed over all the different degrees of freedom. And if you have a solid with n atoms in it, every one of them has 3 degrees of freedom, x, y, and z, they can move. And that gives then an internal energy. You just multiply the equipartition theorem by 3, and there's another factor of 2 because you get a factor of 1/2 kBT for every potential energy term and every kinetic energy term. And there's a potential energy term in the x direction and a kinetic energy term in the x direction, and the y direction and z direction. And so the internal energy is just linear in temperature, and then when you calculate the specific heat by taking the derivative, it turns out to be a constant, and it's a specific constant, which is the 3 times the atomic density times Boltzmann's constant. And this fits pretty good with the experiments at high temperatures, but at low temperatures, this is a plot of what happens at low temperatures, the specific heat of solids goes to 0. And this was mysterious and unexplained for some time.